archives spanning Senator Ted Stevens' 40-year congressional career are on their way to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The material is being shipped in nearly 5,000 boxes and weighs in at around 60 tons. It will be housed at the university's Rasmussen Library. Paul McCarthy is the retired Rasmussen Library Director and is advising the university on the Stevens collection. He says the amount of material makes sense, given the senator's long and powerful career.
I suspect, you know, the amount of accumulation increases as he got more responsibilities and the issues got more complex and they added more staff. So, you know, the earlier senators would have had, you know, a much smaller part of that. But he was in for 40 years and had, you know, an incredible number of prestigious committee assignments and leadership assignments. So he would have accumulated a vast historical record, not only that relates to Alaska, but national politics, too.
And what about the job to archive all of this material? How large will that be?
It's a pretty significant effort because it is the largest collection that the archives here has received. But the advantage with this is that Stevens had a sense of history from his initial time in office. And I've had contact with him through the years, and he's almost always had a professional archivist on staff working at least part-time to make sure that the files were in good order and archived well and stored well. So the task will be inventorying it, laying it back out in terms of the order that it's supposed to be in, and then reboxing it and putting it on shelves and making sure we know what is in which box.
And when you consider the immense collection of documents, what do you imagine these archives will be used for?
They will be used for, you know, seeing what the senator did and what the many issues were that were both public and maybe not so well known to the public between the senator, Alaska, and federal agencies involved. So it'll give you an idea of how the state, how the senators, and how the federal agencies work together or worked at, you know, cross purposes. It'll give you a sense of the effectiveness of Ted Stevens in terms of his legislative record, his budget record, and, you know, the things that were important for Alaska.
What type of restrictions are there on access to the archives?
Right now, it's a deposit with the university, so the senator retains legal title. We can work on the materials and develop the finding aids and process, but the records are restricted until 5 years after the senator's death.
And Mr. McCarthy, how important is it for this material to be housed at the university and in Alaska?
It's really critical. Stevens served longer than any other public figure in Alaska. And he had an immense impact both on federal and state relations. It will give people an inside view of Alaska's state-federal relationships for the last 40 years that would be impossible in any other way. I mean, he had leadership positions that placed him in an important position to advance Alaska's interests. So it's really an irreplaceable historical record.
Paul McCarthy is advising the University of Alaska on housing Senator Stevens' archives.